You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. The markets have ended their day of trade today and the trading week has come to an end. Sensex and Nifty have ended higher. Bank and auto and IT sectors have shown today. All that took place on the Lal Street is what I bring to you on this edition of an evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Headline indices, Sensex and Nifty closed higher today on the 13th of September, supported by gains in the shares of bank, NBFCs, IT and auto heavyweights. After a range-bound trade for the most part of the day, the markets recovered sharply in the late afternoon session and gained nearly 1% amid volatility. Ajit Mishra, who's Vice President Research at Religare Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "News of payment default by an NBFC, Altico Capital, and mixed macroeconomic data were weighing on the sentiment. While the possibility of an interim deal between the US and China amid trade tussle and the announcement of quantitative easing program by the European Central Bank eased some pressure," unquote. Government data on the 12th of September showed India's August retail inflation remained within the central bank's target level of 4%, which bolstered the prospects of a rate cut by the RBI in its next policy meet. Mishra went on to say, and I quote, "A strong possibility of a rate cut by the RBI in the next review triggered a sharp recovery in the rate-sensitive pack in the latter half," unquote. Positive global sentiment amid signs of easing US-China trade war and after the stimulus from the European Central Bank, rupees sustained rise against the American dollar and lower global crude oil prices were the other factors that played ball today. Sensex closed the day at 37,384.99, that is up 281 points or 0.76%, with 25 stocks in the green and 5 in the red. Which were the 5 in the red: Bharti Airtel, Sun Pharma, HDFC Bank, ITC and Hindustan Unilever. Among the top gainers in the Sensex were Vedanta, ICICI Bank, ONGC, Kotak Mahindra Bank, Axis Bank and State Bank of India. The Nifty Index closed 93 points or 0.85% higher at 11,075.9 with 41 stocks up and 9 stocks down. BSE Midcap was up 0.41%. It underperformed the Sensex. The BSE Small Cap, that is up 0.82%, outperformed the equity benchmark. Among the sectoral indices on the BSE, only BSE Telecom and Healthcare settled with losses, falling 0.53% and 0.38% respectively. The breadth of the market remained in favor of gainers, as 1,513 stocks logged gains against 960 that suffered losses on the BSE. Today's rally in the market shot up the cumulative market capitalization of BSE-listed firms by about 1.14 lakh crores in a single day. So that's how much investors stood to make today. So at the end of the day, the capitalization of BSE listed firms was 1,42,42,949.76 crore rupees. On a weekly basis, both Sensex and Nifty advanced by over 1%. Some stocks that made news today: shares of PI Industries rallied 4.36% to 1,296.45 rupees on the BSE. On the September 13th today, after the Agri Sciences company executed an offer for the acquisition of 100% stake in Isagro Isha. Shares of Glenmark Pharma fell 3.67% to close at 368.35 rupees after global brokerage house CLSA maintained its sell call on the stock amid weak earnings and high debt concerns. SRF shares gained 2.35% to settle at 2,773.65 after IDFC Securities initiated coverage on the stock with an outperform call and target price at 3,347 rupees per share, implying 23.5% potential upside from current levels. Shares of Bharat Petroleum jumped 6.42%. to 408.90 rupees after a media report indicated that the government may be considering a stake sale to a private player. And finally, Gravita India rallied 5.75% to ₹47.80 after it said that its lead recycling subsidiary in Ghana had doubled its production capacity. In top news of the day, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, as a part of a 7-point plan to combat rising pollution levels during the Diwali season, has announced that the odd-even scheme will be reintroduced this year in the capital. The Interpol has issued a red corner notice, that is RCN, against Nehal Modi, the brother of Nirav Modi, the main accused in the $2 billion PNB scam case, according to PTI. The International Monetary Fund has cited corporate and environmental regulatory uncertainty and lingering weakness in some non-banking financial companies as reasons for India's much weaker than expected economic growth, this as reported by news agency ANI. The Reserve Bank of India is expected to go for a further rate cut in the next month's monetary policy review, according to experts. And finally, Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said the construction work on the government's mega plan to redevelop the Parliament building, Central Vista and a composite complex for various ministries may begin by next year. How did financial markets elsewhere fare? European shares ground out gains for the fourth day, running as signs of progress in the US-China trade talks propped up shares after a mixed response to stimulus from the European Central Bank a day earlier, this according to a report by Reuters. Amid Asian peers, Japan's Nikkei 225 logged a gain of 1.05% and Hong Kong's Hang Seng climbed 0.98%. Shanghai Stock Exchange was closed today for the Mid-Autumn Festival. And technically, how are we poised on the market by the end of the day's trade? Nifty saw a flat opening and struggled in the early hours of trade, but the index bounced back with strong market breadth as there was wide participation from the mid and small caps. The index formed a bullish candle on the daily as well as the weekly charts, indicating strength in the market. Amit Shah, technical research analyst with the India Bulls Ventures, went on to tell Money Control, and I quote, "The undertone continues to remain on the positive side. The index is in a recovery mode and there are more legs on the upside. Nifty is likely to test the 11,300 to 11,500 zone on the upside. Traders should look to position on the long side." Unquote. So, the current day's ending of trade certainly seems to have put things up nicely for the next week, and the expectations are that 11,300 to 11,500 could be on the horizon. That's it from us for today as far as Dalal Street is concerned, but the podcasts don't end just there. Our Digging Deeper today is going to be about Brexit, if and when that might happen. And as usual, there are stories of the day coming your way. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.